Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, sometimes we have guests on, and usually we don't have guests on, but there are guests, and then there are guests. And so today we've got a real live he's kind of a legend in his own time. He's an icon. He's somebody that I've worked with, I look up to. We've got Josh McDowell in the studio right there in Lake Forest, California. Josh, how you doing?
I am doing this is like dying and going to heaven and waking up, and there's Jesus.
Well, can you believe it? I mean, we finally are
finally
together
connect.
Again. Yeah, that's right. Now, a lot of you may not know, Josh and I did a TV show together for, I don't know how many years. It was a lot of years, and a lot of years ago. And he is just one of the greatest teachers of the truth. A lot of people believe, and they have faith, and they don't really know why. And then they hit a little bump in the road, and they have some doubts. And I think, Josh, you've always been the go-to guy for, hey, let's clear up those doubts. And then some people are just outright, I just don't believe, and you shore up the truth there. And I don't know how many times I've recommended the book or handed it out. I've got some on my shelf, more than a carpenter, but I'm telling you, you have changed lives. And I'm so grateful that you've done that. But here's the thing, a lot of people don't know about you, Josh. You've not only saved souls, but you've reached out in a different way, and you've tried to do something about those souls while they exist here on earth. And that's what we're going to talk about.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah, and your new project, oh my goodness, well, you know, you'd have to be blind to not see it out there. It is something that we've been dealing with here. It's the pornography issue, and I'm so delighted to be speaking at this conference, Set Free. You essentially said, hey, Barna, the great research group, go find out how bad this problem is. Isn't that right?
Well, it's the largest study ever done of pornography. Cost $250,000. And instead of, you know, 300-400 you need for a scientific accuracy, we did 3,000. Yeah. Yeah, it's called the porn phenomena.
And when you when the results were tallied, like, what's the headline of that study?
Well, the headline to me is that, Steve, there's been a total, complete cultural generational shift from those 29 years old and younger when it comes to morality.
Yeah.
And it mainly is manifested with pornography. For example, it shows that with Christian men 13 to 24 years old, 81% actively seek out pornography on the internet.
Yeah. That's 81%.
Yeah.
That's another way of saying almost everybody.
That's right. There's two types of Christian men, those that watch pornography and those that lie.
Yeah, exactly. And that statistic is greater than the horrific statistics that were coming out 20 years ago and saying, hey, this is a real problem. It's gotten worse, not better.
Well, it's also showed that 56% of Christian women seek out pornography.
Yeah, right. Yep. Well, it is true, and you've always tried to reach out to the younger generation. And so the question is, you know, if you don't fix this in your personal life, then your personal life is going to always be a mess. So we're going to take your calls here, 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us. Josh McDowell, he's got an amazing conference. It's called the Set Free Global Summit. And I'm certainly going to be there. I'm going to be speaking, and I hope and pray if you're anybody interested in this that you will go to our website and we'll connect you with the Set Free Global Summit on April the 4th. We'll be back after this.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before, or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is April 29th through May 1st in Columbus, Ohio. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Really glad that you're with us here today. Josh McDowell is my guest, and we're going to be taking your calls here in just a minute. Hey, I want to mention, I just finished up this the fourth message on this Healing is a Choice series that I did at Northview Church in Carmel, second fastest growing church in America. When we started the series, you've heard me say this, they had the largest non-holiday attendance ever for people coming to hear about healing being a choice. Now, healed isn't a choice. We can't always choose to be totally healed, but we can choose to be in the process of healing. Well, that message is up at northviewchurch.us. I hope and pray that you will go there. It's on risk and forgiveness, and a lot of people are so addicted to sameness and predictability that they never experience what God wants to have them experience in their life. Well, today we're talking about an experience with pornography. Josh McDowell has felt this burden for this younger generation. Ever since I've known him, he's been speaking to the younger generation, helping them get out of whatever it is that has them trapped. And this one is a big one. And Josh, as you've looked into this, you've seen the problem is huge. Before we go to our first caller, what is the hope? What is the practical thing that somebody could do if they're struggling? Where is the answer here?
Oh, there's no just simply one answer. There's no silver bullet. It's different than any other addiction. I would say if any one thing is, don't go it alone. You won't make it.
Yeah.
Now, I got to be careful how I say this. But, you know, for 7 years, from 6 to 13 years old, I was homosexually raped every single week. And so I was forced to watch pornography for 7 years. Mm. And I wouldn't be here today unless after I came to Christ, I realized I needed more than Jesus. Now, a lot of people get upset with that because they don't know their Bibles.
Right.
When it comes to my salvation, all I need is Jesus. It's not Jesus plus works, Jesus plus baptism, anything. But after my salvation, almost everything is more than Jesus in this sense. I needed the church.
Yeah.
I needed the body of Christ. I needed Dick Day, a friend of yours.
Right.
Dick Day, Paul Lewis, Jim Simpson, Steve Arterburn, Henry Cloud, and Faye Logan. Without those men, I wouldn't have made it.
Yeah. Well, there is this process called sanctification. There is something called building character. You can't build character if something that happened to you as a child is ripping your reality out from under you. And I don't know why people are so shocked when somebody says, hey, when you come to Jesus, not everything gets fixed. Your fillings don't, your teeth don't get normal. You don't have sinuses all perfect. There are still realities of life, and it's the courageous person that says, let's enter the process and let's grow now that we've found Jesus and we're going to take this soul to heaven. Let's grow it up. And that's what you've said. You had to come out of hiding. You had to share it with somebody eventually. But in the beginning of salvation, I think one of the reasons, Josh, people are so weak in their faith is they do think it's just come to Jesus and everything's going to be great. Then when it isn't great, because they haven't had all those people that you've had in your life, the people I've had in my life, when it all doesn't work out, they turn away from Christ and they say, well, you know, wasn't what they told me it was going to be.
Well, I think one of the greatest hindrances to healing are people that preach, parents that teach, that all you need is Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think we are then cut off from one of God's greatest sources of healing, the mm-hmm. body of Christ.
There you go.
And I would say the one that helped me was in Galatians, says, bear one another's burdens.
Yeah, right.
I needed men to come up under when I was hurting, when it was dark, almost giving up hope, and help carry that burden.
Yeah.
And so I would say that's probably number one in starting the road to recovery from pornography.
Amen.
But well, I got into it, Steve. I got into it because 6 years ago I started to notice there's something wrong with the young people. Their belief system and their authority, their response to authority and all. Mm-hmm. And it took me a whole year. Usually I can put my thumb on it right away.
Right.
And all of a sudden it hit me. Oh, my gosh. It's pervasive internet pornography.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, we are launching a brand new center up in Northern California for 22 to 32-year-olds who still live at home with their parents. They can't make it. And do you know, so often this failure to launch syndrome, of course, is it's not due to heroin. It's due to a pornography addiction or dependency or whatever. We're going to try to help them. Well, let's talk to somebody here. Let's go to our phones. Let's take a call. And the first one I want to talk with is, I'm going to talk to Taylor from Dallas. She listens online, or he listens online. I don't know which just yet. But hi, Taylor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. Great. And I had a friend, a female friend named Taylor. So excuse me for thinking you might be a female Taylor, but you're a male Taylor, and I love that. Now, how could we help you? You're on with Josh McDowell, Steve Arterburn here. How could we help?
Well, I've been suffering with this pornography addiction for years, and I just wanted to know it's already been revealed to my mom and everything, and I just want to know, like, where do I go from here? What do I do about it? How do I continue to go about it?
And okay. Now your phone is really cutting out. I don't know what that's all about. Do you have it just a normal phone, or you want a headphone or something? Can you change that in any way? Because it's really.
I have a normal phone. Can you hear me now?
Maybe better, but I think what you said was that you have a pornography addiction. Your mother knows about it. You're 20. What else? Yeah, your phone is just a real problem. Can you just be real still? If you'll just be real still, and maybe it won't cut out. Is there anything else that we need to know about the problem?
It started a long time ago. It started like when I was around 5.
Okay.
And it was because I was some sexually abused by a cousin. And since then, it kind of stayed with me.
Okay. Well, Taylor, I have got to actually cut you off here, buddy, because of the phone connection. But we can address this. Here he is. He says, starts at 5, homosexual experience with a cousin, I believe is what he was saying there also. Josh, we see this all the time. What do you, when you just meet a guy like this out, you're doing. I mean, you've only given 27,000 talks to 25 million people. What do you say when somebody like this comes up to you and says, "Here I am." I mean, this is my dilemma.
First thing I would do if I could talk with Taylor, I would listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
I would listen to his journey. Then I would see if he has any mature, close friends around him. some men who seemed to have it together that he could go to and share his situation and seek out, oh, do I believe in this, seek out a group, a recovery group, like Celebrate Recovery, others. And I would so encourage him to start attending that right away, mm-hmm. not to put it off, to attend it right away. And then, and this is something that the research shows, Steve, that one of the, and our study showed this, that good, solid teaching from the scriptures, not preaching, but teaching how truth applies to your life, is a gigantic barrier to the influence of pornography.
Yeah.
And I would encourage him with the recovery group to find a church, and I'd probably work with him to find it, where you have teaching, not so much preaching, teaching mm-hmm. on the scriptures and how it applies to your life.
Right. Well, I think that's really good. You know, Taylor, what we have seen on college campuses, we've seen it in workplaces, is guys getting together and saying, let's just talk about this. And there's probably the most specific scripture on healing is James 5:16, where it says, confess your sins one to another and pray for each other that you might be healed. Now, that scripture doesn't say, come to Jesus and you'll be healed, or doesn't say, just pray to God more and you'll be healed. It says, confess your sins one to another so that you're praying for each other. So there's some commitment there, connection, community, and it says, that you might be healed. So that just, it's hard to deny that that's your answer right there, is what Josh is saying. You've got to go to a place where people make it safe for you to talk about your problem. You talk about your problem, and you ask people to pray for you. That's the beginning. The second thing is, I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible, and I think if you start looking at what and where do these steps come from and where do they lead you to freedom. And we've seen over 2.5 million people find freedom through that Life Recovery Bible. So I'm going to send that to you, and I'm going to send you Every Man's Battle, because there you got three things to do. It's the eyes, it's the heart, and it's your mind. You guard all three. But if you'll hold on, we're going to see what kind of group we have we could connect you with right there in Dallas. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to find something exactly for you. Really glad you called. Sorry that that phone prevented us from interacting the way we wanted to. But let's go to Washington, D.C., WAVA. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Steve. And you?
Well, good. Thanks for breaking free from all the political stuff that's going on and talking to us about real life things. And how can we help you today?
Well, I'll ask questions briefly, and maybe it'll be more than just that. But have you ever thought about updating your Every Young Man's Battle DVD and your Every Young Man's Battle brown colored covered guidebook?
Yes, we have. Would you like us to
see that? When would they be coming out?
Well, I'm hoping that we're going to do a 20th anniversary edition. And so it's going to be, the 20th anniversary is 2020. So I think it's going to, but you don't like that brown cover on all those scriptures?
Well, can I give you a little snippet of why I asked?
Sure, absolutely.
And I could tell you the long story, but I won't. But the bottom line is, since 2007, God has blessed me with the passion and the calling to host 23 father-son charity freedom weekends down at Lake Anna in Lake Anna, Virginia, wrapped around water sports behind a wakeboard boat with water skiing and tubing, and I have 6 lake sessions in that weekend, and I have 5 sessions with young.
Well, I don't know what happened there, but sounds like we lost him. In fact, we did. He's not on the screen anymore. Maybe he'll call back. That does happen sometimes. Well, that's pretty great that he's doing something, bringing fathers and sons together. I have a 9-year-old, and we're planning our father-son weekend right now, and I just got a couple of other books other than mine that I'm bringing on that weekend. That really is a great thing to be doing. Your son, did you take him away? You were with him so much, though.
I take each one of my kids constantly on the road with me.
Yeah.
On weekends alone. And whenever I took them with me on a trip, I made sure we had a lot of focus time, interaction time.
Yeah.
And that was probably some of the best time ever, away from home, away from their friends, together.
Yeah. Well, it really is important. Maybe he'll call us back and we'll get to hear the rest of that story. I hope so. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we love helping you. And if you want to find out about this amazing Set Free Global Summit, just go to newlife.com, or you can register today at setfreesummit.org.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own. Had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions, then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, zip lining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103, or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back. Steve Arterburn here with Josh McDowell. Really glad to have Josh on. If you've never looked at a copy of More Than a Carpenter, it really is an amazing book. We're hoping that if you have any desire to help folks, that you'll look into this amazing global summit. That's going to be April the 4th. Now, before we go back to Josh and our phone calls, we just did a Women in the Battle last weekend. We're going to do another one in June in Dallas. And as you know, so many folks, for every person that's got a pornography problem, there's somebody that's struggling. So if you need some help, ask us about Women in the Battle. Ask us about the next Every Man's Battle workshop. We want to help. But we can't help you if you don't call. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, Josh, before I go to the phone, just tell us when you did this, what is it that you've seen? Are churches responding to this? Do they deny this? Any examples of churches that are doing it right? And then, you know, what did you do when you decided, hey, I'm not going to let this have any part of my life?
It was probably 12 years ago now, and you'll probably remember it, in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
And I knew there was something wrong in Camelot. And I realized I probably needed to go public with some of the things in my background and get help. And you were the first person I called because we were friends. We were doing the TV show together.
Yep.
And I called you up, and we met for quite a while because I got about a $75 ticket overparked because of our meeting. But when I shared with you, we sat there for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and you encouraged me. You encouraged me to trust in others. And our time together, you helped me notice certain things. One, I remember I shared with you that on my own, I'd made a decision that when it comes to sex, I am not damaged goods.
Mm, absolutely.
And I made that decision before I ever had any counseling or anything. And then second, when I made the decision, I am not a victim. Mm. And I always believed that. And you so reinforced that in my life that I walked out of there determining that I will never be a victim, that I'm created in the image of God with infinite value, dignity, worth, and that man could not take that away from me.
That's right.
And then, Steve, probably the biggest thing that helped me, and this had to be from the Holy Spirit, and it was after I chatted with you, I realized there was nothing too great in my life for God's power to deal with, nor anything too small or insignificant for his love to be concerned about. And Steve, that was probably the most freeing concept ever in my life to this day.
Well, that's powerful.
I was freed up to share everything in my life because I could be open with God. I was able to be open with others. And after I met with you, I sat down with my best friend, Dick Day, and his wife, and sat down with my children, with my wife, everything else. And it's probably one of the best things I ever did at that time. But what saddens me is our study showed this, that 50% of evangelical pastors, when it comes to pornography, will say, we do not have that problem in our church.
Oh,
Steve, that's appalling to me.
Oh, it is.
I think it's probably the greatest disconnect in history between church leadership and their people. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's one single church in the world, in the deepest jungles of Africa, Asia, anywhere, that does not have a major problem with pornography. Not one. 97%, 95% of everyone in the world is within a cell tower. And as I've talked to missionaries, one of the biggest problems of missionaries coming back is pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk to missionaries, they tell me we're way out in the deepest parts of the jungles, and everyone is watching pornography. Why? The leaders go into the big cities, they download, and they said even a lot of the pastors do. They download it onto their cell phones and their iPads and all, then come back and show it around the village. And they said, and they showed me a picture of this little hut out in Africa, nowhere, with a little silver thing about the size of an iPad. And they said, that's a solar charger. And that's what they charge their cell phones, because they have nothing else to use it for, to watch pornography.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of the perfect little sin that becomes the biggest thing, and has become, I think, the biggest sin of all. I mean, it's private until somebody finds out about it. The consequences aren't immediate, usually. Usually you don't know. You're destroying your ability to be intimate. You're destroying true, authentic sexual relationship with someone else. You're destroying your relationship with God. You don't sense all that, feel all that the first time you pull up a picture and all
Steve,
of a sudden...
Yeah, you start to question the authority of the Scripture.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's one of the first things I see in young people.
Yeah. Because it's so powerful, it's so energizing, all of the hormones start pumping, and you think, man, surely this can't be wrong. It's not a drug. Well, it is a drug. It absolutely is a drug. The drugs start pumping right through your system. All right, We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll have Larry Sonnenberg come in for a minute. But if you have a problem, you call us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can support this program, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We need your help. But the number is for help for you and help for us both. That's the way it works. We'll be back with more Josh McDowell right after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery, and it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're here. Josh McDowell. We also are here with Larry Sonnenberg. And many of you heard us talking about some financial struggle there in February, which is quite typical, happening after the first year. Larry, how are we doing?
Well, we're doing good overall as a ministry because we keep seeing life change at every turn, and that's what it's all about. But we hit a little hiccups now and then. We have some months better than others, and before we get to a point that we have to come out in a desperate mode and say, you know, we can't take radio calls, we're just going to talk about money. I just wanted to bring it to people's attention that we need a little help. And I thought, Steve, if I could have just a quick minute, I wanted to share a couple of quotes from Henry Nouwen.
Okay.
You know, he was a Dutch Catholic priest. He was an author, a writer, a theologian, a professor. And he was brilliant. I heard him preach once, three consecutive messages in one Sunday, and I've really come to respect him. You know, he's passed away, but here's what he says in this little book. From the perspective of the gospel, fundraising is not a response to a crisis. Fundraising is first and foremost a form of ministry. It's a way of announcing our vision and inviting other people into our mission. It's precisely the opposite of begging. When we seek to raise funds, we're not saying, please could you help out because lately it's been hard. Rather, we're declaring we have a vision that is amazing and exciting. We're inviting you to invest yourself through the resources that God has given you, your energy, your prayers, and your money in this work to which God has called us. Our invitation is clear and confident because we trust that our vision and mission are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. From the point of view of the gospel, we say, I will take your money and invest it in this vision only if it's good for your spiritual journey, only if it's good for your spiritual health. You won't become poorer, you'll become richer by giving. You'll be enriched in every way for your great generosity that Paul says in 2 Corinthians. Mm. Mm. And lastly, those who need money and those who can give money meet on the common ground of God's love. God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. When this happens, we can indeed say with Paul, there's a new creation. Where there is a new creation in Christ, there's the kingdom of God made manifest to the world. So
amen.
That's our philosophy at New Life. You know, we let you know our needs, but it's not in the terms of begging, will you please, please give. It's just saying we have this fabulous vision. You know, we've got Bethesda Village. We've got new workshops we're doing. You're participating with Josh in this thing to try to get the attention of the church. And we just want to do more of what we're doing so more people can grasp what God has in store for their lives and not live in misery and pain and fear and anxiety.
Well, please, if you can, help us, help others. I don't think people realize that just a month of radio on one station can run, you know, well over $15,000, and we're on over 200 stations in addition to all the other things that we do. So if you could help us stay on the air right where you are, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com.
And if you'll commit to pray for 30 days, email us at prayer@newlife.com. We just need prayer support as much or more than we need the money. So thank you.
Amen. All right, we're on with Josh McDowell. Let's go to our phones. Terry, if you could select Becky from Los Angeles, let's talk with Becky and see what's going on with her today. Hi, Becky.
Hi. Thank you for listening to me.
Certainly. How could we help?
I have a question regarding marriage, and it has a lot to do with what you're talking today.
Okay.
I've been married for 18 years. And the last year, we went through a really, really rough time where a lot of things came out. One of them was that my husband says that he doesn't love me and that when he married me, he didn't love me.
Hmm.
So basically, he has never loved me. And
Did he tell you why he loved you? I mean, why he married you if he didn't love you?
Yeah, he said that God led him to me because he wanted to marry. He didn't know who to marry. So he asked God to guide him. And so he says that God led him to me.
Now,
I was already in love with him since very young age.
Okay. Now, can you imagine how crazy that is? That somebody would say, okay, God led this woman to me. God, the master of the universe, the creator of earth, space, time, brings a woman to me, and I'm going to tell God, I think I need to reject the female you brought into my life. You see, that makes no sense.
Well, yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so what I want you to hear is his rejection of you has nothing to do with you whatsoever. He has big problems.
I just understand that through hearing your program.
What's that?
I got to understand that through hearing your program.
Okay.
Because before I felt, through all these years before last year when he told me that, I always felt that he didn't love me. And I kept on telling him, I don't feel that you love me, and I feel rejected by you, because he was always pointing at my flaws. And he says, that's why I didn't want to marry you. Because I knew that you had this and you had that in your family.
Well, look, like you ended up, you married a little boy who felt so bad about himself, he had to tear down what he says was a gift from God, a direction from God. And so what's the question for Josh here today regarding your situation?
Well, by hearing what you're talking today, I have two questions. The first one is, like, how can I do, like, for me to survive through this marriage? I love him, even though it all has hurt me. I've been trying to, like, to separate him emotionally from him, but I want to do it in a healthy way, which I don't know if it's possible. And my question is, I know that in his family, one of his brothers was abused, but one of his brothers, and I know there is another one. And sometimes I wonder if it's my husband because of the sexual life that we have had. he hardly touches me. One day I went very calculating, and I said, I've been married for like almost 7,000 days, and he has touched me less than 1,000. And I thought it was very unfair because I like to be with him.
Okay, so here's the question then. So where do, what do you think he's doing, see, for sexual gratification?
Well, I know he masturbates.
Okay,
I know
so
that
he's,
from his mouth.
So here we are again with a pornography problem. A pornography problem, an unfaithful problem. Has he ever been involved with another woman?
Not that I know. Besides last year, he got emotionally involved on his part.
Okay.
I don't think the lady had anything to do other than encouraging him to.
Okay.
I guess he was flirting and she was feeling good, so.
Okay. So what is your specific question then? What do you want specific help with?
I think I want more help for me, because I already pointed at him all the things, and he justifies with David that, like, look at David, and he was according to the heart of God, so
yeah.
I don't want to deal with that anymore. I want to be happy myself.
Okay.
I love him, and I want to be able to keep on loving him and
giving
him grace and mercy, but not enabling.
Well, yeah, okay. So, Josh, anything you want to start off with as way of hope for her?
I think you nailed a little earlier that his problem probably is not her. When a man starts watching pornography, he starts to lose interest in physical sexual intimacy with a real woman,
right.
Even his wife.
Yeah.
Because with what happens in the brain and all, he would rather masturbate to pornography than have any kind of sex with his wife or a real woman. And I would say, just from what she has said, in my limited experience here, I don't have what you have, Steve, is that is probably a main situation here.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
I tell women today, and Steve, I'd like your input on this, when your husband just gradually starts turning away from physical sexual involvement pursuing you, he is probably watching pornography.
Well, you're going to be right about 9 out of 10 times when you give that advice. Yeah. And I think it's right here.
Yeah. And I'd say to this woman, you need to find a group of women.
Hey, that's where I was going with this.
Yep. Well, you go with it. That's where it is, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got to get the support for yourself, Becky, because you are enabling him. You're enabling evil in your home, and you need some courage and support from other women. And I'm wondering, do you have a counselor that you're going to as you're going through this horrific situation?
No, just my friends.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you to Women in the Battle. I'm going to find a way to get you there. Hold on.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. And we want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDare.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Josh and I were just talking about how many women we come across, and this this is so common. And, of course, a man becomes impotent when he's used to having a sexual experience with an inanimate person that doesn't need a relationship. A picture doesn't need a relationship. A video doesn't need a relationship. Doesn't ask anything of him. Doesn't expect connection. Then here's this real live woman with imperfect. Now she has demands and needs. And see, because the pornography experience is all about him. And sexual gratification is best when it's about pleasing the other person first. And that's what real men do. Now, let me just, Becky, Josh has said, you've got to get with some other women. And I'm going to get you to this Women in the Battle workshop. There's got to be a way for us to get you there. And then you really do need a great woman counselor, a therapist that can help you heal from this devastating wound. Quit saying things like, you know, I want to be loving. I don't want to, you know, hey, right now what you want to be is you want to be in a healing process. And nothing you do, nice, ugly, whatever, is going to change what he's doing. So let's get you healthy. Don't be a pleaser. Don't just act like it's your role to be treated like a doormat and stomped on. That's not right. You know, in the Bible where it says a woman's supposed to submit to a man, the first passage in all of those scriptures says that we need to submit ourselves to one another out of reverence for Christ. So there's a mutual submission. He's not doing his part. So I just want to encourage you, hold on, we're going to get some help for you, and I am so sorry that you're going through this, and I hope and pray that we're going to be able to give you some help that we want to give you. Now, Josh, I want to talk about this amazing, tremendous global summit. What are you hoping is going to happen when people come to Set Free?
I'm hoping we can start a wave of leaders. And, oh, we have some some incredible leaders coming. It'll be one of the most significant summits I've ever attended. And they'll go away with a fresh, accurate understanding of pornography.
Yeah.
Biblically, neurologically, scientifically, medically, culturally. And then second, they'll walk away with concrete ideas, workable solutions, not just spiritual. Steve, if somebody said to me, well, what's the answer to pornography? I say, well, maybe 60% is spiritual. You've got a neurological. I don't think you can understand pornography unless you understand the brain. I don't think you can understand a biblical answer to pornography if you don't understand the brain. And so 20% of the summit is on defining the problem. A problem well defined is half solved, Steve.
Yeah, right.
80% is going to be on workable, practical, biblically based, scientifically accurate solutions. For example, can you imagine this? On Tuesday morning, up comes Dr. Donald Hilt from the University of Texas, a neurologist and a brain surgeon. He lays out in 35 minutes what happens to your brain within minutes of seeing pornography. What happens? Yeah. Then up steps Dr. William Struthers from Wheaton College. He now addresses for 35 minutes, can we change our brains back? Is it possible? Then up steps Dr. Ted Roberts to say, now let's look at this in the light of biblical terminology. Steve, I can hardly wait for that Tuesday morning.
That's going to be powerful.
I'm not sure anyone's done a nest sequence before.
No, but that's great.
My goal is we brought in 23 of, I believe, some of the top presenters there are. We're going to use technology. We're going to use professional doodling. And I'm sure I've never had that happen with me. But you know what simultaneous translation is?
Oh, it's fantastic.
With every speaker, when you're up there, there's going to be a 12-foot whiteboard next to you. We have professional artists. Right as you speak, simultaneously, they're creating a graphic of your very concepts. And then when that board is full, it's taken down, another board is put up. When the 4 days is over, it'll go all the way around the convention center. Then everyone will get a link or a flash drive to be able to use it for PowerPoints, teaching, everything. We are putting so much money into this to make it it's not a church conference. It's an educational summit. And to make where people understand it and walk away with concrete solutions.
Well, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. It's going to be I am so thrilled. I get to speak Monday night. Josh speaks, opens it up. Then the Barna Group is going to present their research. Then I get to talk. And then Michael Leahy is going to give his testimony. That's Monday night. Then these big guns that Josh is talking about on Tuesday morning.
We start slow Monday, and then we lead up. No.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. But I'll tell you, if you are interested in impacting your church, if you're a men's ministry leader, women's ministry leader, look at, and you can just go right to their website, setfreesummit.org. We can connect you at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But setfreesummit.org. The dates are April the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. And it really is a great time to come together, learn about something that has gripped the church, that is crippling our church and our society like nothing else. You know, I worked with alcoholics for so many years, still do. And, you know, we look at, well, how many people in the church have this problem? And you say, well, okay, maybe 10%. And that was a lot. And then you add prescription drugs, and maybe you can get up to 15%. But here's a problem that truly the statistics are over half. How far over half is always up for debate, but it's a long way. Over half of the people in the church are impacted by this. And when Rick Warren did his little informal survey of ministers, you know, over 60% of them are using pornography. And, you know, one of the great things about Every Man's Battle, our workshop, every time a pastor raises his hand and says, I've got a problem, we take care of that. We do it for free. Josh, in the last just closing minute here, if somebody is stuck in this this horrible pornography addiction, what could you say to encourage them on how do you take your life back from this?
Steve, I have found that most men would not come to that point till they almost hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
When it's affected their marriages, their relationships, their children. Now science understands why a man is willing through pornography to sell out his spouse, his marriage, his family, his children, his work. And they now understand from the brain why a man does that. Yeah. I mean, once the man hits rock bottom, he needs to realize he can't go. I keep coming back to this. He can't go it alone. What I want to do is give to people that there is hope. God is able. I'm a walking example of it. And so I would say first that person realize God is greater than any problem you face, any lack of hope, whatever. Second, find someone, a close friend, others, that you can share it with. Third, I've learned this. If you don't make a decisive decision, I am going to stop watching it, it won't work. If you say, well, I'm going to try my best, I'm going to give them my best shot, it won't work. It's got to be Daniel. Daniel purposed in his heart, not to defile himself.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.